enemy!
The shapes came at them from out of the twisted, sinewy ropes about the walls. Three beasts, bursting from concealment as one, attacking from all sides. Kore was quick, clutching the trigger bar of his flamer. A bright gout of blazing promethium jetted from the bellmouth of the weapon and engulfed the closest tyranid in flames, but on it came, falling into the red wave of death. The second skittered across the ground, low and fast, dragging itself in loping jerks by its taloned limbs and great curved claws. Dane, Seerun, and the sergeant turned their bolters on it in a hail of punishing steel. The third found Nord and dived at him, falling from the ceiling, spinning about as it came. The Tyranid landed hard and rocked off its hooves. Nord got his first good look at the thing, and recognition unfolded in his forebrain. The legacy of 100 hypnagogic combat indoctrination tapes. A Lictor. Humanoid in form, tall and festooned with barbs, they sported massive scything talons and a cobra head tail. Where a man would have a mouth, the Lictors grew a wriggling orchard of feeder tendrils. They were hunter-predator forms, deployed alone or in small packs, stealthy and favored of ambush attacks. Unless Nord and his brothers killed them quickly, they would spill fresh pheromones into the air and summon more of their kind. He reversed and met the alien with the flickering crystal edge of the axe, reaching into his heart and finding the reservoir of psychic might lurking within him. As the axe head bit into the Lictor's chest, Nord channeled a quickening from the warp along the weapon's psi convector and into the Xenos's new wound. Its agonized shriek battered at him, and he staggered as it tried to claw through his armor. He withdrew the axe and struck again, over and over, riding on the battle anger welling up inside him. The Blood Angel was dimly aware of a death wail off to his right, half glimpsing another Lictor fall as it was opened by shellfire and chainblade. But his target still lived. A talon swept down, barbs screeching as they scored Nord's chestplate. In turn, he let the axe fall again, this time severing a monstrous limb at the joint. Gouts of black blood spurted, burning where it landed, and the Codicia threw a wall of psionic pressure outward, battering at the wounded creature. The Lictor's hooves slipped on the lip of a biopool, and it stumbled backwards into the lake of stringy muck. Instantly, the churning acids ate into the Tyranid, and it collapsed, drowning and melting. Nord regained his balance and waved a hand in front of his visor as oily smoke wafted past. The third Tyranid was also dying, finally succumbing to Kore's flamer and the impacts of crack grenades. A mechanical voice grated through his vox link.
Tail, respond. This is Zeren. We have detected weapons fire. Report status immediately.
Ignoring the buzzing of the tech priest, the Psyker approached the last dying Lictor as Kore took aim with his flamer, twisting the nozzle to adjust the dispersal pattern. The Force Axe still humming in his hand, his psychic power resonating through him, Nord caught the sense of the Tyranid's animal mind, trapped in its death throes. He winced, the touch of it more abhorrent to him than anything he had yet witnessed aboard the hive ship. Yet there, in the mass of its unknowable alien thoughts, he glimpsed something. Great swirling clouds of red and black, and men. Robed men with skeletal limbs of metal and copper cogs about their necks. Kore pulled the trigger and laid a snake of fire over the beast, boiling its soft tissues beneath the hard chitin armor. Nord sheathed his axe and heard the voice again. Zeren seemed impatient.
Perhaps you should not engage every Tyranid you see.
Kale was plucking spent flesh hooks from the crevices of his armor with quick, spare motions.
The Xenos did not offer us the choice, priest. And I remind you who it was that told us this ship was dead.
Where the Tyranids are concerned, there are degrees of death. The ship is dormant, and so the majority of the swarm aboard should be quiescent. But some may retain a wakeful state. I suggest you avoid further engagements.
I will take that under advisement,
Kale retorted. Zeren continued.
You are proceeding too slowly, Brother Sergeant.
The sergeant holstered his gun, and any reply he might have made was rendered pointless as the tech priest cut the vox signal. Ciaran's hands closed into fists.
He dares break commands as if he were chapter master. The scrawny cog has no right.
Decorum, kinsman, said Kale. We are the sons of Sanguinius. A mere tech priest is not worth our enmity. We'll find Zeren's lost adept soon enough, and be done.
If he still lives,
mused Kore, nudging the powdery bones with his boot.